Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. May the force be with you. Thank you for hanging out with me. You're gonna be excited. You're gonna be glad you stayed with us because we got Amy Kay here. That's right, the Amy Kay. Amy Kay Hutchins is here, ladies and gentlemen. She's the founder of an intelligence activist of Amy Kay International. She's a contributor to Entrepreneur Magazine. She was once an executive at a billion-dollar consumer products company. And she's received a number of awards for her outstanding thought leadership, including her book, which is outstanding, The Secrets Leaders Keep. And she's our good friend and a member of our Brain Trust, Amy Kay Hutchins. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back, Jim.
It's good to have you. So, what have you been working on lately? What's exciting in your life these days?
Oh, all kinds of stuff. I've been doing personal leadership programs. I'm working on a new book. I've been dealing a lot with change because there's a little change going on in the world right now. Just a little bit. So I've been traveling around and keeping my feet to the fire.
I love talking about change, and I know that's what's on your mind today. The reason I do is because, see, I'm old enough to remember when change was not any different than it was, you know, 100 years before. It was just, seriously, in those days, Amy Kay, you could develop a strategy. You could give it to your employees January 1, launch it to the customer, to the marketplace, and you could dine out on it for a year. Now, 200 years ago, you could do that for 5 years or maybe a generation, but 30, 40 years ago, you could dine out on a strategy for a year, and today that's a nice trip down memory lane, isn't it? Because now, and what I tell people, MBK, is the only difference about change today from 10,000 years ago is the velocity of change, the compression of time, the compression of time between generations, right? That's what's taking our breath away.
Well, yeah, I mean, you're probably going to laugh, but, you know, I always talk when I'm working with CEOs is that 3-year plan will last you for about 5.5 months.
Yeah, maybe, if you're lucky.
If you're lucky. Yeah, the world's at a very fast pace. And I think the velocity of change, the speed of change, is what's creating so much uncertainty, especially for small businesses. And so it's been fun to really give small businesses tools for dealing with it.
Well, that's exactly right, and I know that's one of the things that you've been doing. So give us some examples.
Well, I think that, you know, let's start with a myth. I'm a big fan of breaking up myths. We hear a lot that people fear change, and what I like to start right there. It's just a bunch of bunk. We don't fear change, and I think that's really important for small business owners to realize, especially when they're leading their people, is that it isn't change in and of itself that we fear. And I say it because we love it when the change is positive. I mean, if somebody handed you $10,000 overnight, you'd be like, oh, my God, that's an awesome change, or a new movie comes out, or a new restaurant. It isn't change itself that we fear. It's the uncertainty about whether we are going to be successful in the new way.
How's it going to affect us?
And the uncertainty of, say that again?
How's it going to affect us?
Exactly. And I think that that's important then for leaders to make sure that they are steady, that they are perceived as confident, that they are perceived as certain about where they're going, that they act with a certain amount of, urgency and excitement, but also a measured grace and understanding. And that really helps people to feel more comfortable. And, of course, you know, I have a bunch of stuff that we're going to talk about today that people can do for themselves.
Well, give us an example.
Well, I think it's important for people, when they hear this word change, Change is a very rattling, big concept. Like, how do you put your arms around it? And so one of the things that I like to tell people is that change happens in a very structured, finite way. And it's important when you recognize where you are in what I call a change cycle or a change pattern. And so the first thing that I tell people is look for something that I call a catalytic event. and realize that you are starting change. So a catalytic event only happens one of three ways, Jim. It's either unexpected, so it happens without your consent. It could be a job loss. It could be a change in the economy that you weren't expecting,
it could be,
that you didn't
it could,
see coming.
It could be something that's happening to other people that is going to affect you, right? I mean, that's...
Oh, but absolutely.
As you're talking about this, I'm thinking about something a mentor told me a long time ago that continues to pay a dividends on many levels for me. He said, check your position. And that's when you said what you just said, it made me think, check your position. Look around you. See what's going on. What's happening out there that maybe I don't have any control over right now that's going to affect me, even though I may not want to change.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's that external for sure. It's a domino effect. It's like, okay, well, when am I going to be the unintended consequence of this change?
Amy Kay, hold on to that thought. I got to take a quick break. Give us your website quickly, please.
AmyKay.com.
Pretty easy. AmyKay.com. Quick break. Twin Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.